I'm talking to Stephen Day. Stephen, you work for a very interesting organisation. Most people listening to this probably won't have heard of it yet, which is Everything Everywhere. So what is Everything Everywhere? Let's start with that.
Well, it's a brand new company, Brian. It's just been formed. Everything Everywhere is the new company, which is the parent of the merged Orange and T-Mobile UK businesses. So Orange and T-Mobile merged earlier this year, and once that completed, Everything Everywhere was formed, and that is the business that that runs and operates those two great brands in the United Kingdom.
Right. So you're effectively the kind of holding company, umbrella organisation?
Yeah, you could look at it like that.
Yeah, think of it like that.
Absolutely, you could look at it like that. We are the holding company. I think the other important point to note is it is a rather sort of bombastic sounding name. It's a very unusual name. It's a very unusual brand for a business.
Yeah.
But what it also is for us is it's a vision. It's a vision about where we are today in society with the kind of technology and services that both Orange and T-Mobile offer their customers. So we wanted to capture that moment and also represent an ambition in that vision about what also might be in the future. What our businesses today could become, and the kind of services and products and all the things that we offer today, what that might be for the future for our customers as well. So right, Everything Everywhere is a vision as well as a name.
And the noise in the background that people can hear is the noise of the what you call the founder community for this mobile volunteering thing.
Yes.
Now, I hadn't heard of that term before I was invited to do this. So tell us what mobile volunteering is.
Well, mobile volunteering is also completely brand new. And it's something that we want to see launch, we want to see become popular, and we want to see members of UK society really take to their heart. Mobile volunteering is a concept which brings together people, technology, their mobile phones, and also those sort of moments where they may have a minute or two which they ordinarily might fill by texting a mate or browsing a website or something like that. But we think through mobile volunteering, you could harness the power of the technology of the phone in conjunction with partners who may be needing a service or requiring some kind of voluntary work or effort or contribution at that moment. So it's sort of a bite-sized chunk of virtual volunteering, if you like.
I think Helen Davies talked about snap size. So you're imagining small chunks of time, 5 minutes-ish.
Absolutely, no more than a few minutes.
That people will give when they're on their mobile.
Yes.
They'll do something.
Yeah.
And that will help a third sector organisation, a charity, a social enterprise, achieve what it wants to achieve.
Yeah, indeed. And we're not asking that mobile volunteering is a huge onerous task. It shouldn't be. It should be something which is instant, something which is so quick it's almost painless, but so quick that it actually can be quite pleasurable. And we think, if everybody did it and made just an effort to spend a few minutes volunteering, maybe just once in a year, they would make a massive contribution when put together with everybody else's. So some of the figures we were hearing earlier on, I was doing the maths while Helen was talking, but if 1 million people spent 5 minutes per year on their mobile volunteering or helping, that would be the equivalent to a decade's worth of volunteering. And if we look at our customers of Orange and T-Mobile, if every one of them, it's nearly 30 million people, did 5 minutes of volunteering per year, that's almost three centuries worth of volunteering. It's a huge amount of difference that can be made by such a small act of giving.
And you see the people doing that giving will be using their mobiles in some form to help the organisations that are your partners in this, the people who are here tonight, the third sector organisations and the developers who are kind of working on these new apps.
Yes, I mean, we've seen volunteering happen in other sectors and in other forms. We've seen it happening in the real world, where people will go and spend a day or spend a few hours helping somebody else out. We've seen it in the computer fixed world, where people give over their unused capacity to help other organisations conduct research and so on.
Yeah.
What we haven't really seen yet, and this is the first of its kind in the United Kingdom, is people using their mobiles, everyday devices which they carry with them all the time, to do and harness some good with that moment, that time, and make minutes matter.
And you think that'll catch on?
Absolutely, absolutely. People said texting wouldn't catch on, but look what happened to that.
That's true. Okay, so What's in it for Orange? Why would Orange?
We've got Orange as a business before its merger with T-Mobile and becoming part of Everything Everywhere. Orange has a heritage of volunteering. We do a number of things. We support obviously a number of charities internally as members of staff. We give as an organisation to various charities, but we also do things with members of the public as well. So let me give you an example. Orange Rock Corps is a phenomenal activity that we do, and it involves people giving 4 hours of their time in order to earn a ticket to a concert. And they can go along and have a great party at a gig in London or Manchester, and we see that kind of way of being, kind of way of getting on to a party or a concert as something which can grow and develop. And Orange Rock Corps, it's only been going for a couple of years, but it's been becoming tremendously successful. It's actually spread overseas based on the success in the UK.
And I think at one point in the presentation, I think Helen said that you're not restricting this service just to Orange customers, that anybody with any mobile, or actually it's initially going to be the iPhone, I think, isn't it?
Initially, Android and Symbian over time.
So anybody with any phone on any operator can use the volunteering app.
Yes, absolutely.
Just happens to have your brand on it. So absolutely. You're going to open it up to other customers.
Yeah. I mean, our intent is obviously to launch this with the support of the brand of Orange, so a large number of people become aware of it. Obviously, a large customer base that we already have. But by having the Orange brand associated with it, more people will see it than if it had no brand attached to it, clearly. But it's not something that we see restricted just to Orange customers. We see it, obviously, being used by T-Mobile customers, but also by customers of other mobile operators in the United Kingdom. It's something which we want to see spread far and wide.
Stephen, thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Brian.